Avery Herman Sakamoto is 14 years old and, like most teenagers, loves music. But she isn't listening to Kesha or Justin Bieber.
I listen to Joan Jett and all kinds of 80s music. I also listen to AC/DC, and that's kind of what my dad raised me on besides Clinkett music.
She's participating in PIA Culture Camp, a week-long workshop where kids make traditional Native handcrafts. Drums, moccasin beading. Today about a half dozen kids are making headdresses. Herman Sakamoto sews buttons onto a red strip of felt.
I want to take my time with this. I want it to be really nice. I want to be able to bring this to Celebration and show it off.
Celebration is an event that happens every 2 years in Juneau, showcasing Southeast Alaskan Native culture. Herman Sakamoto says she wants to learn everything she can about her Tlingit roots.
We have a backstory, and it's kind of nice to learn it. And the stories are great life lessons because I've learned a lot from them. And then being told at a young age, it's just stuck with me, and I'm still interested in it.
But she says her classmates haven't always shared her enthusiasm for learning about Native culture. Like when she tried to teach them a few words in Tlingit, they would tease her, pronounce the words wrong.
And it really bothered me, and that's why I haven't really brought it up to them since. But yeah, I mean, even if it seems like a little thing, like even if it's a joke, it can still hurt someone. So actions and words hurt both.
She says as the kids in her grade are maturing, it's starting to turn around. They're becoming more interested in cultural identity.
Every year they're actually realizing, oh, this is actually really important to her. I want to show it off, like, oh, well, this is what I can make, and this is what my heritage has made.
We want to instill a respect for the traditions.
Derek Hugh helped organize the event. She isn't of Tlingit, Haida, or Tsimshian ancestry, so she finds Native people to teach the workshops.
Kind of experience the fun of making something hands-on and working together, helping each other, and creating something.
PIA Culture Camp is funded through a Johnson O'Malley grant, which goes towards tutoring Native kids and cultural enrichment projects. It's open to both Native and non-Native youth. For Herman Sakamoto, the camp is an opportunity to learn, make, and to share.
It teaches you a lot about sewing, history, your heritage, it's mentioned a lot. And it just really helps you and it inspires you as well. And you carry on that information with you throughout life. And it's kind of life-changing, even though it seems small.
The week-long camp is finished for the summer, but PIA hopes to plan more cultural enrichment projects throughout the year. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.